Hello, and welcome to InnoHealth, a Chime Innovation podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I am Keith Fradenberg, Executive Vice President, Chief Operating and Innovation Officer with Chime. I've had a lot of things going on today, so I haven't been able to spend as much time as I wanted to in this particular program. But we're going to talk a little bit about why this program's important and why the challenge that we want to talk through is also incredibly important to the Chime, the broader Chime, and digital health ecosystem. I'm going to take us back in the time machine about 18 months ago. And we had just completed, Chime had just completed an innovation summit, kind of like this, not focused on clinical informatics. And I got some feedback from the group at the end of that event. And they said, Keith, really great program. Love that Chime is doing this innovation stuff. You got two ecosystems missing. Where are the clinicians? We've clearly addressed that. With some help and partnership with George Reynolds, we've been able to address that. And amazing thanks to all of our faculty and everybody else here for participating. That feedback was on target, right? We're talking about innovation. We're talking about digital transformation. But we didn't have clinicians in the audience. Are you kidding me? Yeah? Got to fix that. Second one was, where are the startups? Important part of the broader digital health ecosystem. Not just for Chime members, for providers and hospitals and health systems, right? But also for the health tech innovation providers, the solutions providers. Our Chime Foundation firms were saying to me, where are the startups? We want to talk to them. We want to see what they've got, right? Different motivations maybe, Chime and the Chime Foundation, but the feedback was really strong that we needed to find a way to engage that startup ecosystem and bring it closer into Chime. And I said, wow, really cool. On the clinical thing, I called George. I said, George, we have an opportunity. Go build something. George built it. Did a great job with it, by the way. Bringing in the startup ecosystem was a little more challenging. We set down this path of about 5 months trying to figure out how are we going to do this? Chime doesn't really have we don't really have a foothold in that ecosystem. We don't have the resources. We're not going to go build one. And that's when I met Taylor. That's when I met Taylor in Scale Health. And we sat down and we started talking what Chime does and what Scale Health does. And I just had that aha light bulb moment, that innovation moment, right? We don't need to build anything. It already exists. What we need to do is collaborate. And what I love about that story from 18 months ago is one of Chime's core values is tenacious collaboration. That helps us solve problems faster. And that's really sort of the origin story, if you will. We like to talk about origin stories of the collaboration and now partnership between Chime and Scale Health. It's bringing these two ecosystems together. Why? Because providers are trying to solve big, gnarly problems faster than ever before. I've heard Terry talk about this. I don't have six months to wait to solve my workforce problems. I need to solve it now, right? Guess what? Scale Health ecosystem has a lot of really cool innovators, some disruptors in there who are trying to do exactly that. Get those solutions in front of the Terrys of the world, right? And now we have an opportunity to do that. So about a year ago, we set down this path. We created our very first Chime Scale Health Challenge. It was small in scope. It's a bit of a pilot effort. But overall, I think we were pretty pleased with that initial effort. So then we went bigger. Then we tackled patient engagement. And we had more provider organizations involved in that particular challenge. And I think a little bigger impact as well, right? And here we are now. These are some of the biggest challenges providers and frankly, our foundation firms are facing today, workforce. How do you solve that? How do we help our Chime members and our Chime Foundation ecosystem? It became clear to Taylor and I, the way we do that is we partner yet again, and we come up with another challenge. This is the biggest, boldest, most audacious challenge yet in our short partnership of about a year, but also, I think, the most impactful. And we want to talk a little bit about that. Before we do that, and I'm going to hand things over to Taylor to talk a little bit more about Scale Health, but also we're going to get into the workforce challenge, and we're going to give our finalists, the challenge finalists, an opportunity to introduce themselves and tell you what they're trying to do, what they're trying to bring to the table. I'm going to do a couple of things. George asked me to remind all of you to complete your evaluation forms. I did it, George. I don't know where you're at. There you go. Secondly, I want to thank our sponsors. I don't know if Sunny's still here, Remedy Health Systems, HC Techs. We can't do this kind of stuff without that support, so appreciate them for what they do, allowing us to do that. With that, I know our time is short. We're going to use this time, 5:30 to 6 o'clock. We're going to set things up. What we really want to do, though, is we're going to use the reception time in the room, spend some time getting to know our finalists here, spend some time with the providers who are in the room, spend some time with our foundation firms executives who are in the room. Let's get to know each other. This is how we're gonna bring all of these ecosystems together. For those of you who have been around Chime, you already know this. It's all about relationships. If you're brand new, this is your first opportunity to meet Chime. It's all about relationships. So with that, thank you for being here. Thank you, finalists, for coming all this way. And with that, I'm gonna turn things over to Taylor. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for letting me join you all today. As Keith mentioned, we are butting right up against happy hour, and the last thing I want to do is start testing that boundary anymore. So, and I think we just go ahead and get started. So with that, I mean, you know, from my standpoint, I love coming to Chime events. It really feels like coming home in a lot of ways. Just walking in the door here, seeing so many familiar faces, really feels great to kind of be back in the room. And I'm really excited about doing these, you know, quick showcases like this, because it's an opportunity for us to bring along some of our friends, some of these finalists that are doing amazing, innovative work to support Chime Foundation members, Chime Health System executives, and allow us all to do the work that we're trying to do of driving the biggest impact and supporting the most patients and allowing them to lead their healthiest lives that they can. And so I'm gonna talk just very quickly about our challenge process, but while I'm getting started, I'd like to invite our finalists to join me up on stage here. So really quickly on, yeah, I think we can probably just do the hand mics. Really quickly on Scale Health, so for anyone that's not familiar with what we are, we're a health innovation marketplace. And so what we try to do is we try to work very closely. We work with hundreds and thousands of innovative health and healthcare startups and innovators and vendors all around the world. And we really look to track their progress and understand really where they're at in their journey from a compliance perspective, from a funding perspective, from an impact and outcome perspective. And then we try to share that information with health organizations that we work with, because you know, I'm sure many of you, executives, foundation members, CIOs, you're looking for solutions to better help you drive your goals going into 2024 and beyond. But you probably have 10,000 LinkedIn messages and 5,000 emails, and you don't have the time to look through every single one to figure out which one of these conversations is the conversation that I need to have. And you also don't have the bandwidth to not be right about it. And so that's really where Scale Health tries to come in, and we aim to really separate the signal from the noise in the health innovation world. And so we created a technology platform that allows all members of the Chime community to be able to come in and really understand, based on their unique requirements, communities, procurement needs, budgetary limitations, really understand what solutions are out there that best meet their needs. And we're able to bring both of those sides together in a way that takes the needs and the goals, the hopes and dreams of executives in the healthcare space and marries them up with innovative solutions and startups in a way that saves time, saves money, and at the end of the day, drives outcomes. As Keith mentioned, this is the culmination of the third challenge that we have done together, and we were fortunate enough to have 9 amazing health systems, many are in the room here today, participate in this challenge with us, and our goal was to sit down with each one and to really understand their unique needs, their goals, and then bake all of that process into our technology platform that then did all of the assessments and the validation, the vetting of hundreds of innovative solutions to determine which ones are finalists that are most able to align with the unique goals of, in this case, these 9 health systems. So we ran the challenge over the past several months. Again, we focused on workforce. In particular, we were looking at precision and planning, engagement and retention, and then productivity and performance. And here's some of the health systems that we had participate. And we delivered a final report that all of you have access to. So if you want to go to this QR code, you can see the full report there. But we also wanted to give you the opportunity to meet six finalists. So we have two companies representing each of those three categories here that all performed very well in the assessment process. And without further ado, I'd like to hand it over to them. So for 3 or 4 minutes each, you're able to hear, 2 minutes each, we're able to hear that happy hour is right around the corner. You're able to hear a little bit more about each one of them. And again, we're going to go right into a reception after this, and so you'll have plenty of time to talk to each of them more individually. So with that, I'd like to hand it over to ShiftMed and Mike Baselli.
Thank you, Taylor, and thank you for having me, everybody. Of course, we have a few minutes to talk about ShiftMed. We are the nation's largest W-2 on-demand workforce marketplace, 350,000 healthcare professionals strong and growing rapidly. We can talk about the features and benefits all day long, but we need to discuss the why. We as healthcare leaders need to be thinking differently of how to engage with our workforce across this nation. More importantly, they are now thinking differently of how they engage with you. In Q4 of 2021, there was a report in the Wall Street Journal talking about the rise of the MEEO. The person that wants to control their own schedule on their own terms, when, where, and how they want to work, is no longer going to be dictated by their employer. These are the facts, these are the realities, and more importantly, it's now coming to healthcare. And so we want to work alongside all of you and partner with you, not be a vendor, not be a transaction, to think critically about these issues we face as a nation as we continue to work together to move our workforce forward, to create a place of stability where we don't have that today. It's an honor to be here. I look forward to having further discussion after we get done with these comments here at our happy hour.
Thanks, Mike. And over to Aiden.
Hi, everyone. I'm Quentin Fisher, founder of Aiden Health, and I have a deep background in supply chain and operations management. I'm an industrial engineer. Some of these past experiences include being a global executive for analytics and helping transform the U.S. Army supply chain. So we took a lot of these capabilities and put it together with Aiden Health and instituted a solution called a AI control tower. And what this does is actually help forecast demands so that you can actually plan your organization in advance. And really, we've seen a lot of benefits with customers with MD Live, which is now part of Evernorth and Cigna, to actually, you know, cut their wait times in half and save them millions of dollars a year. We've then taken this and applied it to the staffing and scheduling and used probabilistic scheduling like they do in other industries like airlines and hotels. We've actually been able to increase the capacity 20% just by scheduling smarter. And then what do you do with that? Well, you can give some of that time back to the providers. They can help them hit their goals. And it's amounted in tremendous benefit for some of our customers. So once again, happy to talk to you all about the operational excellence in healthcare.
Awesome, thanks. And Trusted.
Thank you. I hope this mic doesn't give me COVID. pleasure to be here. Hirai Simonian, Trusted Health. I lead product and success for our enterprise solution works at Trusted. I was told not to make this salesy, so I'll tell a bit of a personal story of how I got involved. I was parachuted in around 2019 when we were starting innovation partnerships with several health systems, and I was brought in by the CEO, Lenny, who had launched the company as a online marketplace for travel nurses, but he quickly realized that hospitals were struggling more frequently and sometimes more acutely from filling shift gaps, not necessarily filling long-term contingent needs that were predictable and on a known timeline. So I spent a lot of time with nurse managers, administrators, frontline clinicians, understanding their pain points. And the reason why I got obsessed with solving the problem is because I never seen so many people work so hard with the best of intentions and do so little. And when I say so little, I mean that across four of the measures of success. I mean, you have fill rate, you can't compromise on that, patient care suffers. You have average cost of labor, that can go up. you have burnout, churn that can go up when you overload the workers that you do have, or you throw people at it and the administrative burden goes up. So what's the problem here? Why are we so bad at open shift recruitment? It's a problem we know how to solve. You have matching. It's a pricing problem. You sort and you engage. So that's the solution we built. We have a clean native mobile app for workers where they can personalize their shift preferences. So they only get notified for shifts that they're interested, qualified, and available to work. And then for the administrators and managers, we built a very smart system by which we sequence matching across configurable workforce groups so you can pursue cost efficiency. And then we also use a propensity model using AI-enabled model in order to predict fill rate, and then based upon the volume of demand, determine what's the best place to price it. So that way you drive clinicians to areas of greatest need, and wherever there's a surplus, you reduce the rate. So all in all, I feel very passionate about solving this open shift recruitment problem. I think we've done a good job. If you guys want a risk-free pilot, let's talk. Who's next?
All right, Lana.
All right. Can you guys hear me? Yeah, perfect. I'll start with a quick background. I'm the CEO of Lana Health. Prior to starting that, I had a physician brother who always complained that back in 2016, you had to just even place an order, you had to go in front of a desktop while you were in the inpatient setting. And that's why we started Praxify, which was a small startup that had the first mobile application on top of Epic and Cerner, where doctors could chart and do voice documentation on the fly on their iPhones, working closely with the Apple team. We got fortunately or unfortunately acquired by Athena Health, part of the Athena Health, you know, physician app now. But that's where we also faced one of the biggest problems or challenges that we saw was nursing workflows, which weren't completely addressed in the inpatient setting. And that's where the idea for Lana came from, where we want to create an inpatient platform that could address both patient needs and nursing workflows in the inpatient setting. Terry mentioned a lot of things that we are actively doing currently. One of them is having virtual nursing at the bedside using, you know, for fall risk detection, using computer vision for pressure ulcer risk detection. But what we do is we pair it very strongly with a patient-facing platform in the inpatient room so that you can have a continuous conversation between patients and the nurses at all times. So you could imagine us replacing something like a traditional vendor like a GetWell Network or MyChart Bedside, and then you're bringing in another vendor like something for virtual nursing. So you're working with multiple vendors and introducing more complexity for your clinicians at the bedside. We're trying to create a single platform instead where, you know, your patients and your nurses can seamlessly stay in touch with each other and introduce a lot more things. But yeah, that's like a quick glimpse of things. We're working with Duke up in North Carolina currently. We just started a pilot with Cedars-Sinai and Health First down in Florida. So yeah, that's like a quick brief about what you're trying to do.
Great. And Regard.
Hi, everyone. First and foremost, I would be remiss if I didn't get a picture of this.
Your social media team is proud.
I didn't bring my violin, I could play guitar. So Steve Fried, Vice President of Sales. I'm a cardiovascular perfusionist by background for 15 years. I've been in sales and sales management for way too long. We heard today, hospitals are understaffed. Physicians and nurses are burned out, task saturated, and overwhelmed, and they're spending way too much time documenting and doing charting and less time doing patient care. More importantly, they're going back and they're getting hit with queries. You all are getting hit with queries. You're having to go back and rework charts for appeal denials, et cetera. Unacceptable. Medical errors, 795,000 in the US injured, 251,000 according to the literature. Deaths, the number three leading cause of death in the United States. Unacceptable. Let me tell you a quick story about a 63-year-old. Showed up in the emergency room, local emergency room, in atrial fibrillation, heart rate of 150 beats per minute, was run stat labs, negative for an MI, electrolytes were normalized, was started an IV with antiarrhythmics. After 4.5 hours with shortness of breath, heart rate was down to about 80 beats per minute. Was admitted for stroke precautions to the telemetry unit, and the hospitalist was noting the patient, did a history, and consulted cardiology. Cardiology read the note, trusted the hospitalist, and prescribed metoprolol, and overnight the nurses documented that this patient's heart rate was in the 40s and 50s. The cardiologist was immediately thinking, this patient made an emergency pacemaker insertion. That patient was me. That patient was me recently. And the simple fact that they didn't know my baseline heart rate is 52, right? Medical errors are happening every day. And it's further exacerbated by the fact that my family practice physician, who I've been going to for 20-some years, isn't rounding on me when I got to the hospital. Shift worker, hospitalist, phenomenal, do a great job, but they don't know me. And they spend not enough time with me, and not enough time, frankly, looking through the plethora of data in the electronic medical record. We've solved that gap at Regard. And Regard essentially is an AI-powered resident. It's been in commercialization for 6 years. Many health systems here are using Regard today commercially. We built proprietary algorithms built by clinicians to curate the medical record. We embed directly into the EMR, and you can we draft the note, and we suggest new diagnoses that maybe weren't found. We augment diagnoses. We're in there with medical evidence that's auditable at the fingertip of the clinicians to reduce charting time by 20%, improve safety, and drive CC-MCC capture, which bulletproofs DRGs and improves revenue generation in an appropriate fashion. If you want a demo, I'm around this evening and tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And one point.
Could you also take a picture with Steve's phone as well?
We'll get one together.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. So actually, Steve is in the same category as me, but I like him too much to call him a competitor. So this is great stuff we're doing here. On Point Healthcare Partners is in a similar space. We're really aimed at driving productivity, reducing burnout, and just making the experience better for healthcare providers. So, of course, in that last fishbowl conversation about reducing burnout, there was no way I was not going to come up here and grab a microphone. So, basically, I'll tell a quick story similar. My experience, as a lot of you heard, I'm an NP. I'm board certified in primary care medicine. I worked at an extremely busy clinic. If I saw less than 30 patients in an eight-hour shift, that was like the slowest day you've ever seen. So what I ended up doing life before our solution at OnPoint, and I was actually a former user of this solution, if that's not a testament to how much I believe in it. Life before that, as a lot of clinicians here in the room would know, you walk into an exam room, you sit down, you basically get right on your laptop, you start charting, the patient's talking, you're not looking them in the eyes, I'm probably 60% listening to what they're even saying, honestly. And more, what's worse is that I'm actually documenting as much as I can, feverishly trying to put in prescriptions, notes, referrals, anything I can, and the last patient I just saw. And what I'm doing is I'm looking at a time on my clock, and I'm going to abruptly stand up. I'm going to try to summarize the visit in 30 seconds, apologize profusely that I have to cut the visit short, walk into the next exam room and do the exact same thing to that poor patient. That's not the kind of medicine that I signed up for, and that's not the kind of medicine that anybody with, you know, who took a Hippocratic Oath signed up for. And it's definitely not the kind of medicine the patient signed up for. They deserve better, honestly. So flash forward, life after this solution, Iris clinical documentation solution. I can now walk into an exam room, I sit down with the patient, I close my laptop, I look them in the eyes, and I have a gauging conversation. I do a medical exam, I thoroughly assess them, and I can do that because I know confidently in the background that using Iris's ambient listening technology, it's capturing everything that I'm saying in that visit with the most meticulous detail, better than I could ever document. We actually track this metric extremely closely, and over like 600,000 notes, we have an average of 98.7% accuracy, which is actually tracked post-signature of the doctor. So we take a note that the doctor signed off and compare it to what we did, and we track click by click, stroke by stroke. That's how accurate the solution is. But more so than the statistics and facts, what the game-changing fact here is that because of that, I, after using that solution, I didn't have to spend hours at the clinic charting, weekends charting. I get to go home and spend time with my wife and play with my three small children. And that's what, you know, we at OnPoint and these other solutions are aimed at doing, is just improving this problem with healthcare delivery that we have. And so the last thing I'll say is I just want to say thank you to everybody here, because from the end of being a burned out primary care as a provider, these are the kind of people that we need in a room trying to change the delivery system that we have here, because we're on a track that's not going in a good direction, and we need innovative, smart people like you all to help change this for the people who are delivering frontline medicine. So thank you.
All right, let's get a quick round of applause. I don't know how we just had six entrepreneurs talk and we're still 3 minutes early, so kudos to all of you. Thank you so much for the opportunity for allowing us to be here. Thank you to Chime for the partnership, and let's have a great evening. Thanks, everybody.